Dreamforce is only a few weeks away. And the developer preview live is just a few days away. In the upcoming preview this week, I'm really looking forward to sharing with everyone what these Salesforce product experts think is great about what's in the Winter 19 release. If you haven't had time to dive into the release notes yet, or even if you have already, register for our developer preview live this Friday at 9:30 a.m. Pacific time, see some great demos, and ask us questions live on camera. Of course, the panelists for the developer preview live are also super busy preparing some amazing, educational sessions to share the best ways to build apps on the Salesforce platform. If you're attending Dreamforce, add these sessions to Agenda Builder so you can check out their talks in person, or if you're watching online, mark them now so you can watch the recorded presentations online after the event. Chris Castle, Heroku. Chris will be joining us at the Developer Preview Live to share some of the great ways developers can use Heroku. He'll also be all over Dreamforce, staffing the Heroku booth at the Developer Forest and popping up at all sorts of other Heroku talks for developers. You'll catch him leading this talk. Beyond Buzzwords, Microservices, Evented Architecture at Apache Kafka on Heroku. Let's set aside the marketing spin for a moment and focus on the real-world problems that microservices and event streams can solve for us. We'll explore why you should consider these patterns, the exciting technologies that support them, such as Apache Kafka, and most importantly, how you can set aside your fears and be confident in what you're building now in the future. Rohit Mehta, Salesforce DX. Rohit's been super busy working on Salesforce DX, but when he's not figuring out features, he's helping out with sessions and even speaking at a few sessions. Catch him for sure at these talks. What's new with Salesforce DX for ISVs? Are you an AppExchange, ISV, partner that already understands Salesforce DX and what it has to offer? Or are you an ISV that has been waiting for managed packaging to jump into the Salesforce DX world? This session is meant to help you take advantage of what is available and works best for ISVs today, and how to start applying it to your build and release process. You'll also learn about the various options available for ISVs and what the roadmap has in store. Sandboxes and scratch orgs, picking the right environment for your project. Major releases, minor releases. Developers, testers. Refreshes and previews. How do you manage all of these various demands in your Salesforce environment, scratch orgs and sandboxes? Join Salesforce product experts for updated details on tackling these problems and how to pick the right environment for your project. We'll also discuss features for optimizing your use of Salesforce environments. Gayathri Gita, Community Cloud. Gayathri spoke on our Community Cloud, new in Summer 18 webinar. She's back again for this developer preview live, and will be all over San Francisco at different presentations sharing new ways to build with Community Cloud. Redefining content, beyond media into CRM. Think you know everything about content? We're about to change all that. When we think about traditional CMS, we think about images, videos, and text. But today Salesforce Community Cloud is redefining content. Come and learn how to incorporate CRM, process, and product catalogs into your content strategy for powerfully personalized experiences that win customer loyalty. Create rich experiences using Community Cloud's Digital Experience Platform. Community Cloud's Digital Experience Platform lets you create visually stunning communities and go to market faster than ever before. Learn how you can build beautiful, personalized, and intelligent CRM experiences using the Lightning Community Builder and our brand new native CMS. Join us to learn about exciting new developments and what's next for Community Cloud's Digital Experience Platform in 2019. Greg Ruiz, Lightning Platform. If you're reading this blog post, you probably already know Greg. This rockstar has been all over the world talking about what's great about Lightning components for developers, and we're super happy to be having him at the Developer Preview Live panel. He'll also be taking the stage for three talks at Dreamforce. My boss told me to build a Lightning component. Now what? You've decided, or were voluntold, to build your first Lightning component. Now what? Have a seat for a crash course in building Lightning components. Using a live coding demonstration, you will see a Lightning component come together from scratch. From markup to JavaScript to CSS, we'll break down each step along the path to your first component. You'll leave the session feeling empowered to take on new adventures in your own Lightning journey. Supercharge your Lightning components with design parameters. While the other 7 files in a Lightning component bundle are all amazing to be sure, the single most important file is the design file. Leveraging the design file, developers can expose literally anything within their component for any app builder user to modify, from the simple, like a title or color change, to parameters that can completely change the behavior of the component. This session will open your eyes to a whole different paradigm in building Lightning components, a paradigm in which your admins and fellow developers love you. From markup to magic, the evolution of Lightning components. It's been almost 3 years since developers began building Lightning components. During that time, a lot has changed. In this fast-paced session, we'll take a look back at where we've come from and what we've learned, as we watch a component move from manually created markup and CSS from SLDS to base components, and finally to metadata-aware base components. Along the way, we'll discuss best practices, share some tips and tricks, explore the magic of Lightning Data Service, and of course, we'll do it all with Salesforce DX. Arabella David, hosting and hijinks. This Dreamforce, among other things, I'm co-hosting an evening of fun and games in the Trailhead Zone in Moscone West, together with some great evangelists like Josh Burke, Kevin Poorman, Peter Chittum and others. Drop in and say hi if you're around. I'm also for sure going to be at the developer keynote on Thursday. If you know what's good for you or totally awesome future development, you'll bookmark this one for sure, smiley face. Developer Game Night. We're celebrating the first night of Dreamforce, developer style. Join us for laughter and fun with the developer relations team as we raise the roof of Moscone West with interactive games. There may even be game-related prizes. Note, this session won't be recorded. Register for the Developer Preview Live broadcast. If you've gotten to the end of this post and haven't yet, don't forget to register for the Developer Preview Live broadcast. Learn about newest features for development, ask questions from product experts, and we'll try our darndest to entertain and educate, smiley face. Recommended resources. Winter 19 release notes. Trailhead module, Winter 19 release highlights.